The recertification deadline with Homeland Security changed.
We no longer have until October of 2020 to address the issue if we're going to maintain our compliance status as a state.
Driver License Division Director Chris Karras says Utah could pay $3.4 million to put gold stars onto driver licenses for federal security compliance.
What we're asking is not to change any of our policies or practices or the card in any other facet.
A bill could be presented in next month's special legislative session. The legislature once called Real ID an unfunded mandate. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.